You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday.
It is Friday.
But more importantly, it's not just any Friday.
It's May 25th.
It's May 25th. And on May 25th, a few years ago,
I was born. Thanks,
and
Mom.
There was much rejoicing. Yes, thanks, Mom.
I'm sure my brothers were excited.
Oh, yeah, because you're the baby.
I am the baby. Baby so sister.
You have two
brothers.
Two older brothers.
Yeah.
And, boy, they were probably hoping for another boy, weren't they?
I don't know.
Or were they excited to have
I'm
a
sure
sister?
They were just playing with their Legos. I think they were excited to
and
have a
look
sister.
At where that got them, playing with their Legos. Successful men today, right?
Because successful engineers.
Engineers.
Both of them. Yep.
You grew up in an engineering family,
didn't you? Yes, I did.
And now look at you. Doing all kinds of engineering things.
It's true, actually.
It's come in quite handy.
It has.
How many times have we used the word multi-potentialite around here?
I've used it a lot.
Daily?
Yeah,
on
right.
a daily basis. It requires a multi-potentialite to be able to do what we do around here. And we are so thankful that that you have had another birthday, and this is a special birthday, but I won't say what number it is.
I think that, is this when I'm supposed to, like, stop telling people how old I am?
I
have left my 20s.
Congratulations.
In the dust.
You said, is this kind of like during the season, like right at the beginning of Lent, right before Lent, when we say farewell to the Alleluias?
I think so. Well, Alleluias come back. My 20s are gone forever.
The 20s are coming back.
Nope.
Well, speaking of 20s, we have a great story of a young man. I guess he's probably pretty close to his, he might be in his 20s. I'm not sure.
We didn't ask.
I didn't ask how old he was. But a bright young man and a touching story from our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for underwriting the Coffee Hour and Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Each year, they take in a new class of students. It's a two-year program. Students with developmental and intellectual disabilities apply for the program, and they have a class. I think it's probably around, 10 to 14, somewhere around there, are students who come into the program, and they are students in Concordia University classes and Bethesda classes on campus. They have an internship, all kinds of just valuable college experience and life experience that then prepares them to go on to the next chapter in life. Many of them go on to a career, a job, mm-hmm. and serve in their community as well. And so one of those young men, as he came to Bethesda and Concordia University, Wisconsin, he had something particular on his mind. He was pretty focused on something when he came to Concordia. That's Matt Van Eerden. He's better known as Matty. And he had his mind set on baseball. And he got to know the team. And he got to know the team members and the coaches, and made his way into the hearts and minds of the team, and eventually found himself as part of the team.
It's Matt, a fun story.
It is. It's a great story, and so excited to share it with you. Sarah and I had some time to talk with Maddie and some of the other people who are important to his college experience at Bethesda College. So we had to record these in order to catch everybody at their various times with graduation and classes winding down and things like that going on. So we had to record everybody's interview, but we're ready to share them with you today. So we'll start off with Maddie. Let's hear what Maddie had to say about his time at Concordia and Bethesda College. Maddie, how are you today?
Good.
Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. Maddie, tell me, what have you enjoyed most about being a student at Bethesda College?
First, I came here because it's scary for me very hard to me, subject of my mind.
What have you enjoyed studying and learning at Bethesda College?
I love to do living Fontana, my internship.
Where did you do your internship, Maddie?
Living Fontana.
Tell me about meeting the baseball team.
I mean, baseball team, my first post of baseball for months. I mean, younger through all the way. That's my big dream of them. I'll be a player, a professional.
What are you best at in baseball?
I want to hit home runs.
You want to hit home runs? Who are your friends on the baseball team?
Parker Roma, Kyle Washburn, and Pierre, and Dan Mortieri from Boris Johnson, and other guys.
And tell me about the coaches. Have you gotten to know the coaches on the team?
Yes.
What was your favorite moment from this last baseball season?
Last baseball season, Saturday, because they are my favorite sports. They are all time because I missed the season.
And is baseball season is all done for you now? Is that right?
Yeah.
And you are graduating from Bethesda College this year. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations, Maddie. We're all proud of you and wish you the best on your next step in life. Do you know what you'd like to do next?
I do next. My major acting and model and movies.
Very good. Thank you, Maddie. Dr. Burns is director of Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about the success that you've seen for Maddie and his classmates at Bethesda College this year.
Well, most of them are reflecting right now on what it was like to be new students here and what it's like to now be graduating. And the difference in them is amazing. It's my favorite week because of that, because they can reflect back and talk about how homesick they were, how Maddie was really arguing with his parents. He wanted to go to a Big Ten school, and he knew that Concordia sports were like third division or something, and so he was kind of mad at them. But after he was here for a while and he sought out the baseball team and they sought out him, he found his niche and he started to grow and learn. The classes the students are in are, some are geared to them and then some they're in with other traditional Concordia students. So they learn by modeling and they learn by being kind of raised up as learners. Everything they say is valuable. The classes are taught in a discussion format, so everyone has something to say. They will tell you, and this warms my heart, that while here they've learned how to think. When we make their brains hurt, you know, we know we're getting somewhere, and they do too. So they're reflecting back on their favorite activities, their favorite experiences. They loved being, they all have a favorite, like the homecoming dance. I never went to a homecoming dance before, or supporting various teams like the hockey team or the soccer team or, as you know, the baseball team, joining different clubs, going on retreats such as the women's retreat, just being treated like a normal college person does wonders for them. At the same time, we're preparing them to live in what they call the real world. So they're hesitant to leave. They're excited to leave. They're ready to move into apartments. Of the graduates, three or four have been offered paid employment at their internship sites in fields that they've discerned are their career paths. So we have a student in animal care, a student in the travel business, a couple of students who are chef's assistants, early childhood aides. Things they wouldn't dream they were capable of doing when they arrived. They've also learned to be of service. Service is a big theme at Concordia and probably most faith-based colleges. So living in the world means serving the world. So they actually cook and serve at food kitchens. They help with various walkathons and packing shoeboxes for poor children around the world, all kinds of projects that broaden their horizons and get them ready to be of service in a broader community.
How has Falcon Baseball been formative for Maddie's experience at Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Well, when Maddie came here, kind of unbeknownst to us, baseball was his goal. He was determined to be part of baseball. To him, that was how he would fit in here. And he basically sought it out. He found the baseball field, the coach, and a couple of the guys on the team embraced him and brought him in. I can't say enough for the team itself. They didn't baby him. They encouraged him to run, to play, to throw, to fetch and carry for them, to be of service on the team. And more he felt like he was part of that. And once you feel like you belong in some aspect of college life, as we can all remember, then the rest of it gets a little easier. Then he starts to pick his head up and be a good student, and be a good worker, and look for how he's going to make a living, serve in a career capacity.
How do you think Maddie's involvement this year impacted Falcon baseball?
Oh, I think it broadened their horizons as well. It emphasized their team spirit, their willingness to work together for more than just the goal of winning a game. For more than just a skill-based, maybe egocentric view of things, they had more to do with their team and at their practices than just work on skill.
That's outstanding. Well, lastly, as we wrap up, as this class is graduating this year, what's your favorite moment during the time of commencement and graduation, all the busyness of this time of year? What's your favorite moment during the graduation experience?
We're having a dinner that all the families are invited to, and some of the Bethesda board, and I've been working with them on speeches. I've told them that they and I are hosting this, and just working on their speeches. They have 1 minute to say what the impact of this has been. But we talk a lot in the process, and they appreciate each other. They appreciate what they've had. I think we can all remember moments in our lives when that was true, when we could look back and know that our lives would never be the same as they are on this day. So they realize the friendships they've made. They realize that they've grown. I can go around the room and ask each one, what do you believe about yourself now that you didn't when you got here? And they will say, well, I've become a leader. Well, I know I'm a good student now. Well, I'm a good friend. They can specifically say how they've changed as people. So that is the benefit. That's why I keep coming back, because I can watch this growth. I encourage people who work here to stay for 2 years so you can see these students come in the door as scared, homesick little people and grow into confident adults ready to take their place in the world.
Dr. Carol Burns is the director of Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Burns, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
All right, thank you for your time.